Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him, Christ the Lord. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. Christ the Lord. Most gracious, most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come, Father God, on this morning to give your name the praise, the glory, and all of the honor. Father God, we confess every sin of omission and commission unto you, Father God, and we want to say thank you that we woke up this morning with our minds stayed fast on you. Thank you for life, for health, for strength. Thank you for the activity of our limbs. Thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you for the holy angels. We thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We thank you for the precious Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you for the power of your word. And Father God, we thank you that you are our Heavenly Father. We thank you for an open heaven. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for absolutely everything in all things. We give you praise. In all things, we give you thanks. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We pray for all those, Father God, in devastating situations on this morning, Father. Some people are homeless. Some people are living at the border. Some people are hungry. Some people are sick. Some people are nigh unto death. Some people are heartbroken, filled with grief, Father God. All type of situations and scenarios, Father God, missing children, Father God, abuse, mental suffering, mental abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, Father God, and the list goes on and on and on. But Father God, we thank you on this morning because your word declares that where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. And so, Father God, we say thank you and we bless you and we praise you, Father. For this day, as we ask that you would send your word, Father, and heal somebody standing in the need of prayer. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father God, you're so faithful. As we are heading up just a few days away from celebrating our 12th church anniversary, our 12th ministry anniversary, Father, our 12th ministry anniversary. We thank you for it, God. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. We thank you that you brought us this far by faith, this far, in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, bless our services today. We're in you and you alone will be glorified and your people edified. We are not concerned about Satan being horrified before, because your word is eternal and your word will never, ever return into your void, but your word will always and always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. So we say thank you, Father, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer, and our soul says amen, amen, and amen. All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. So I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. It is my pleasure to serve in this capacity. And we want to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Thank you for enjoying and visiting with us to receive your morning breakfast. Amen. We call it the breakfast for champions. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. And the Holy Spirit, amen, is our server. Amen. On today. Amen and amen. There's no time and distance in the spirit. Amen. And we have been meeting on this platform. Amen. For 12 years, We'll be celebrating our birthday. Our ministry will be celebrating our birthday on January 1st. That's the day before our holiday event. The day before our holiday event, we will be celebrating 12 years. Isn't that beautiful, saints? Every day for the last 12 years, we had a couple technical difficulties here and there. Amen. But every day, every day, every day, every day. Amen. And so we bless the Lord that you're here with us today. Amen. In Jesus' name. I want to draw your attention this morning to the book of Matthew, chapter number 2. And I'm going to read a few verses in your hearing, Matthew chapter number 2. And it reads like this. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem of Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means less among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Jesus. And they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, amen. We have been talking for the last few days, amen, about dreams and how the Lord speaks to us in our dreams, how we have 21 dreams that are recorded in the Bible, how the Lord spoke to Joseph, who was the Jesus' father, his stepfather, in dreams twice. That's how Joseph knew that it was okay to marry Mary, even though Mary was a pregnant virgin. A pregnant virgin. Glory be to God. I got to write that down. Wait a minute. Hold on right now. I see a message here. Wait a minute. A pregnant virgin. Sounds like an oxymoron. Okay, wait a minute. A pregnant virgin. Okay. And then he spoke to Joseph a second time in the dream, and another dream. And that's when Joseph knew to take Mary and Jesus and to escape into Egypt to save the life, because Herod was coming for all the baby boys, okay? And he did come for all the baby boys. It was a sorrowful time at that time, beloved. And so we see here in our scripture today that the Lord even spoke to the wise men, okay? But we're going to hold off for a minute before we talk about the dream that the wise men have. Matter of fact, we'll probably pick up there tomorrow. I want to, amen, us to intervene for a minute, amen, with another thought, amen, before we get to the dream that the wise men had. Amen. What I want to talk to you today, beloved, for a few minutes, amen, according to our scripture on today, is what to do when your star leads you to a shack. We see here, beloved, amen, that the wise men, and the Bible does not say three wise men, by the way. We'll talk about that a little bit later on, amen. But we see that the wise men followed the star, okay? So they was into astronomy. Y'all know the word. Glory be to God. And we know that the Lord, you know, moves in science, okay? And that's why science is such a big deal. And the scientists, and you know, they come up with, you know, vaccinations, you know, for COVID and all this and all that. And God is a God of science, okay? So we thank God for that. And so they followed the stars. Okay, now that's not encouraging you to go and read your horoscope and, you know, and do whatever they're telling you to do with your horoscope. But there is something to that, and we'll talk about that at another time, at another date. All right, but yes, they did follow the star. They was looking at the stars, okay, and they followed the stars, and they found Jesus, beloved. Amen. But we see in the scriptures here, with them following the star, see, we're going to find out that the star led them to a shack. Glory be to God. Beloved, have you ever noticed how life doesn't always turn out the way you carefully plan to? Sometimes circumstances don't always follow our plans. Often it seems that life is nothing more than a series of shattered dreams. Talking about dreams. Then we have to have a conversation on shattered dreams. These wise men, beloved, have spent the last 2 years of their lives following a star. And we find that in verse number 7 and verse number 16. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Let's just go back and let's just look at that again. Glory be to God. In Matthew chapter number 2, verse number 7 says, then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. Verse number 16 says, when Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious. And he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, according with the time he had learned from the Magi. You see, so here, Jesus was not no little baby newborn when the wise men got there. Jesus wasn't no little two-day-old baby or two-week-old baby, okay? It was somewhere, amen, between a year and 2 years. So Jesus was a little toddler. Glory be to God. And here, glory be to God, the wise men had followed this star, the scripture tells us, for 2 years. That means Jesus was already born. Now, beloved, think about it for a moment. To follow this star had left home, their homes, and they left their family behind. They left their country and were now pilgrims. Along the way, they no doubt had to face perils and obstacles, all type of dilemmas as they traveled to the unknown. They even found themselves in the presence of a king. Then, when they finally arrived at their destination, they finally arrived to Jesus, to baby Jesus. They found out that the star that they had been following stopped over a little humble house. The star did not stop over a royal palace that we are sure that they was anticipating. These men probably dreamt of finding the Messiah in a palace, which probably explained their going to Herod first. That's probably why they went to Herod, because Herod lived in the palace, and this is made baby Jesus. Let's just find out. You know, baby Jesus would be in the palace, but baby Jesus wasn't in the palace. Ah, my God, Suki. I'm sure they at least expected to find baby Jesus living in luxury. I'm sure they expected to find baby Jesus living in opulence. I'm sure they expected to find Jesus living at least in a nice home, you know, with some windows and some heat, you know, protected from the elements. But, beloved, what they found did not match their dreams. Woo! Speaking about dreams. They found Jesus, the King of Kings, living in the home of a peasant. Probably nothing more than a shack. Beloved, no doubt their dreams were shattered. Yet amid the rubble of their torn and twisted dreams, these wise men found some things in that humble setting that changed their lives forever. Beloved, sometimes life has a way of shattering our dreams and destroying our hopes and destroying our plans. These wise men followed the star of Jesus, and it led them to a shack instead of a palace. Some people serve the Lord and follow him, but many times it may lead to some troubles before they find their double portion anointing. You may have left all only to find, beloved, initial battles. You may have left all only to find betrayals. You may be holy and you may be a tither only to find lack. You may be following truth and sincerity in your business affairs only to find that it leads you to roadblocks and go slow. You may have married according to the Lord's leading, only to find initial tears in that relationship, beloved. So what do? When all you see is a shack instead of a palace? What do you do, beloved, when you see, glory be to God, it's not to, and what you've been praying for? When what you see is not what you have been fasting for, when what you see is not what you have been believing for. Well, three things real quick. Three things. When your star leads you to a shack. Number one, beloved, we have to recognize God in the shacks of your life. When your star leads you to a shack, you have to recognize God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We read in the book of Job, chapter number 1, verse number 1, and it says this. In the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. He had seven sons and three daughters. Glory be to God. Beloved, this means that even in their disappointments, even in Job's disappointment, he was blameless. He was upright. He wasn't a sinner. He wasn't playing around. He wasn't cheating on his wife or cheating on his income tax. Huh? Glory be to God. But he saw God in the shack. They saw God in Jesus. When life shatters your dreams, come on. Your first duty is to find the Lord.
If you are his, beloved, then nothing can happen in your life that he has not allowed. Somebody is still getting it paid big time royalties on that song, except what God allows. The scripture tells us that all things will work for your good because God is in your disappointment. Somebody needs to write that down today. God is in my disappointment. Beloved, when your star leads you to a shack, look for God. He will be there. Number two, beloved, when your star leads you into a shack, as it did with the wise men, remember that God is doing one of three things. Number one, he may be bringing correction to your life. Hebrews 12 and 6 says this, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son. Well, while you're writing that scripture down, let me give you another scripture, amen, in the book of Revelation, amen, hallelujah, chapter number 3, amen, in verse number 19. Look at what the word of God says here, beloved, hallelujah. All whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. You see that? So the Lord may be bringing correction into your life. Number two, beloved, if the Lord is not bringing correction in your life, maybe he's bringing instruction in your life. Maybe God is giving you revelation. Maybe God is trying to reveal himself to you in a new way. Romans 8 and 28 says, and we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and for those who are the called according to his purpose. Through the storms of life, beloved, you know that he can deliver you from the storms. Through hunger, you know that he can feed you in the famine. Through a fearful situation, God reveals himself as the dreadful God. Every battle allowed by God in your life actually reveals God to you in another way. And the last point, beloved, when your star leads you to a shack, God may be trying to speak to you through correction, or he may be trying to speak to you through instruction. And last but not least, he may be trying to speak to you through perfection. When your star leads you into a shack, beloved, then God is trying to mold you into his image. He desires a vessel that he can use. And God has chosen you as that vessel, and he is getting you ready for that service. Somebody say, we're in training for reigning. Think about it, beloved. And we know how God used our brother Moses. Outstanding. Every religion talks about, amen, Moses. Even the Muslims, everybody talk about, amen, how God used Moses. But Moses faced disappointment, and he ran for 40 years. 40 years, beloved, before, amen, God was able to use him. He was bitterly disappointed because his great dreams crashed in a few seconds. Oh, yeah, beloved, sometimes the dreams will crash, but there's a reason for the crashing. There's a purpose in the crash. It's not to kill nobody. See, you're on an airplane, that airplane go down. Amen. Chances are That's going to be very few survivors, huh? Glory be to God. But when your dreams crash, hallelujah, God is either trying to bring correction, instruction, or perfection. See, because in Moses running, beloved, 40 years in the wilderness, hallelujah, he could not have led Israel until he first led those sheep in the desert. He had to lead them through the desert first, beloved. That's why the Bible says, despise not small beginnings. What to do when your star leads you to a shack. Glory be to God, hallelujah. But beloved, amen, as we'll see here tomorrow, glory be to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, when the wise men's star, when that star led them to a shack, what did the Bible say? Glory be to God. Then when they saw baby Jesus, ha, oh, hallelujah. When they saw baby Jesus, the scripture tells us, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me find the exact scriptures. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Verse number 10, when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. And on coming to the house and coming to the shack and not the palace, oh, glory be to God, hallelujah, coming to the manger and to, instead of coming into a nice, pretty house, glory be to God, they saw the child, hallelujah, and they saw the mother, hallelujah. And the Bible says they bow down and worship. You bow down, beloved. You got to bow down in the shack of life. Hallelujah. When your star leads you to a shack, hallelujah, you don't get mad. You don't get angry. You don't start the cussing and the fussing and acting crazy, but you bow down and you worship the King of Kings and the glory of glories. Oh, glory be to God. You worship him. You worship him for who he is. You worship him. The Bible says, in all things give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. They said the wise men bowed down and worship. They didn't say we got our nice clothes on. We can't kneel down here. But beloved, it don't have nothing to do with your physical clothes. We're talking about your spiritual wardrobe. Oh, glory be to God. Dressed to kill with your helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness and the belt of truth and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace and the sword of the spirit and the shield of faith. We're talking about your spiritual armor. We bow down. Glory be to God. God is a spirit, and we who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory be to God. What I'm going to do in this shack, well, God, I'm going to tell you the truth. I was expecting a little bit more. I really wasn't expecting you to take me this way. But Father God, long as I know that you're here in the shack with me, I ask that you would reveal your glory. I want your glory. I need your glory in the shack. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because I prefer your glory in the shack as opposed to me getting to the palace and you are not there. Oh, glory be to God. What to do when your star leads you to a shack? Praise him. Praise him. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. You're not praising him and worshiping him for what he has done, but for who he is. He is the Lord. He is the Lord over heaven. He is the Lord over earth. He is the Lord under the earth. He is the Lord in my shacky situation. He is the Lord in my disappointing situation. I'm not going to withhold my praise because I'm in an unfavorable situation. Now, I'm not going to withhold my praise because this thing didn't roll out the way I expected. I'm not going to hold my praise, but I say I'm going to dance like David danced. I'll dance until the shack fall down. Now, glory be to God. I'm dancing until I kick my shoes off. Oh, glory be to God. I'm going to praise him in all things because he is worthy. He is worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the wise men praise and worship. Hallelujah. Baby Jesus in the shack. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. I feel the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Baby, maybe you living in the ghetto. Maybe your money is shacky. Maybe your health is shacky. Maybe your relationship is shacky. Maybe everything look around you look a little bit shacky right about now. But can you praise God in the shack? Oh, glory be to God, knowing that God is there with you. Knowing that God has promised never to leave you and never to forsake you. And he's the one that's going to lead you out of that shack. Into his glory. Baby, can you praise God in a shack? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Worshiping him. And not only did they worship him, they didn't turn around and say, baby Jesus, what you got for me? It's Christmas. What you got? I don't see no gifts under the tree. What you got? What you got? What you got? They didn't ask him for anything. But the Bible says they gave. Ah, my God, my God, my God. I got the clothes right here. I got the clothes right here. Hallelujah. They said that the wise men, come on, somebody. They came with the gold. Hey, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hey, they came with the frankincense. Yay, glory be to God. Hallelujah. They came bearing gifts. Hallelujah. And then tomorrow we're going to talk about what the three meant, what the gold represented, what the frankincense and the myrrh represented. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And after they presented their gifts, because God speaks through dreams, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The wise men had to return in a different direction. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Beloved, let me tell you, sometimes God takes your life in a different direction. Ah, my God, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. Sometimes God take your life in a different direction. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, if you have not found Jesus, but you like to know him, hallelujah, what direction does your life need to take? What does, hallelujah, direction does your life need to take? We want to stop right here this minute, hallelujah, and give you an invitation to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Beloved, people are going around celebrating Christmas, whatever that means. Because making the merchants, they said this is a good Christmas for the merchants, and they're up in the millions and the billions, and we thank God for everybody who has an enterprise, but beloved, but this is not what Christmas is about. Christmas is not about going into a lot of debt, glory be to God, buying gifts that you can't afford, amen, maxing out your credit card. Glory be to God, going to take you 1 year to pay off your credit card at 30% interest. When it's not even God's will for you to be in debt and owe no man. That is not, amen. People have removed Christ, amen, from Christmas, and they want to Xmas. And want to get an attitude with you because you didn't give them a gift. And then we're buying gifts for people we haven't even spoke to all year long. Buying gifts for people we have won't even witness to. Never told them anything about Jesus, but you got this big, pretty gift wrapped up. Beloved, that is not the meaning of Christmas. The meaning of Christmas here, beloved, amen, is that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Jesus is the gift, and God is the giver. Christmas is about us receiving the greatest gift of all mankind when God gave his son. This is what a Christmas is about. And beloved, if you can share that with somebody, you just gave them, they might not like the gift. Some will, some won't. But that's the greatest gift that you can give. What good is it for you to give somebody some gift, some toy, amen, that they want? It's going to bring a smile to their face. They got the cell phone, they got the TV, they got the car, they got the house, whatever it is. What good is it for you to give them that, huh? For them to enjoy that gift on Christmas Day and then to die that night and bust hell wide open? You haven't done anybody any favors. What good is it? Now they left the gift behind for somebody else to enjoy it. And they died without Christ in their hearts. So when you die without Christ in your heart, it ain't one place but you're going. And that's hell. God doesn't send anybody to hell. You choose to go hell. You choose hell, amen, when you reject Jesus as Lord and Savior, the only one who's able to rescue you from hell. See? You don't go to hell because you a sinner. You don't go to hell because you smoke, you drink, you fornicate, you lie, you cheat. No, that's not why you go to hell. You go to hell because you reject Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. That's why you're going to hell. So what good is it? And you was with him all that Christmas, talking about Donald Trump and his taxes and talking about Ukrainian and talking about the weather and all the states that's going to be hit and talking about gasoline prices and talking about the 500 murders in Philadelphia. You done talked about everything. And they smiling because you done bought them this nice, pretty gift, but you neglected to talk about Jesus. Then unbeknownst to you, amen, they slip into eternity somewhere in the near future. And you neglected to give them the best Christmas gift of all. Beloved, amen, let our lives take a different direction. For those of you who do not know Jesus, I want to lead you right now. We want to introduce you to the gift giver. You looking for someone that like to give good, expensive gifts? Well, we want to introduce you to him this morning. And for those of us, amen, God's children, that's a little bit, nothing wrong with buying gifts, giving gifts. I'm a giver. I love to give gifts. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that, beloved. Whatever you can afford to do, amen, whatever's in your heart to do. Don't just be buying nobody no gift. I've had people give me gifts. It broke before I took it out the box. Somebody gave me a pocketbook. I was opening it up. The handle came off the pocketbook before I took it out the box. Huh? I didn't say nothing. Chances are they probably bought it from some consignment shop or something, or pulled it out the back of their closet. But never, don't be giving nobody something just to be giving somebody something. If you can't give them something nice, it's just you'll catch them later. Glory be to God. But if you want to, you know, do a little Christmas exchange, amen. And let me tell you another thing about Christmas. If you're giving somebody a gift and they don't give you one back, you better not catch an attitude. Because you gave it with the wrong purpose. See? You gave it for the wrong purpose. Now you mad at them because they didn't give you nothing. You should have just kept what you had. Because your heart wasn't in it. Your heart says, if you don't give me anything back, I'll still give you this. This is what God did when he gave us Jesus. He said, if you accept Jesus or not, I'll still give you Jesus. Jesus said, if you accept me or not, here I am. Glory be to God. So don't get disappointed if they don't give you something in return. But beloved, I'm coming to encourage you today. Amen. Hallelujah. That the greatest gift of all is the gift of Jesus. If you have never received Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior, and you'd like to do that today, if you'd like to receive your Christmas gift early, that's why we say every day is the spirit of Christmas. If you want today to be your Christmas, then repeat after me this morning. We're going to repeat the sinner's prayer. Father, I'm a sinner, and I ask that you would forgive me for my sins. I ask that you would save my soul. As I open up my heart and invite Jesus to come in and live and be my Lord and be my Savior and to lead me on the balance of the days of my life to serve in your kingdom. By faith I believe, by faith I receive, I thank you for saving me. And I thank you for erasing my name out of the Lamb's, erasing my name out of the book of death. And my name is now confirmed in the Lamb's book of life, and I am saved. Hallelujah, I'm saved. Hey, my God, Sookie, Sookie, I felt it. Woo, somebody did that. Oh, my God, somebody. Saints, give the Lord a praise on this morning. Come on, let's praise. Let's praise with the angels. The angels are rejoicing. Ooh, over one lost soul, the angels are rejoicing. We rejoice with the angels, and we say, welcome to the family of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You are saved. You know what that means? If you take your last breath 10 minutes from now, you're going straight to heaven, and you haven't been baptized yet or nothing else. You haven't given no money to the church. You haven't been baptized. Amen. But if you die right now, you're going straight to heaven. That's what that means. Ah, my God, Sookie, Sookie. Now, that's not the end all. It's the beginning. Because a woman doesn't give birth to a baby and leave the baby on the doorstep. See? So now we here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, amen, it's our duty to help, amen, you to mature and grow up into your full salvation. Welcome to the family of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Now let us pray, amen, for God's children, the ones that already know the Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father. And Father God, we thank you for this Christmas season, this holiday season. You brought us through the month. You brought us through the end of this year. And the next couple of days, if you tarry, Father God, we'll be celebrating Christmas. And we thank you for family. We thank you for friends. We thank you for the festivities. We thank you for the food. We thank you, Father God, for those of us who will be exchanging gifts. Help us, Father God, not to go into debt, Father God, and to buy gifts that we cannot afford. Help us not to feel bad if we cannot give a gift, Father God, and if we don't receive a gift, and if we don't receive the gift that we would like to receive, Father, because you've already given us that. Father God, help us to share, Father God, to the whole world, the real meaning of Christmas. The real meaning. Father, well, what you are, the gift that you already gave, that you keep on giving, and you're just waiting for the world to receive it. Thank you, Father, to help us to shift our focus. Thank you. And when we shift our focus, Father, now we can praise you when our star leads us to a shack, because we know it's a purpose for us being in the shack. Help us to look for you and find you in the shack so that we can do what you called us to do in the shack, accomplish what you would have us to accomplish in the shack so you can lead us out of the shack. Woo! In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. All right, bam, 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 bam. There it is. Oops, there it is. Thank God. Amen. We will pick up here on tomorrow. Amen, about the wise men's dreams. Amen, the wise men, their dreams, when their dreams were shattered. Hallelujah. Why would God give you a dream and shatter it? Amen, there's a purpose in the shattering. There's a purpose in the shack. Can you praise God in the shack, saints? About 12 years ago, glory be to God, when I was homeless, amen, right before the birth of this ministry, glory be to God. I was literally homeless. Those of you who was with us know, you know the story. I was living out of a car. I was living out of a car. I had one daughter living over here. The next daughter was living over there. Glory be to God, beloved. And I was literally living out of a car for a few weeks. Guess what? Every morning, I was here at 6 o'clock in the morning. People didn't even know I was homeless. Couple days, amen, I was sleeping in the back of the church on the church floor. But 6 o'clock every morning, I called in on my cell phone. Later on, when God delivered me and situated me, and I shared with the saints what was going on, they didn't have a clue. Because I didn't come on the phone and tell everybody, hey, y'all, I'm in a shack. I just kept praising God. I just kept praising God. Thank God, beloved, amen. I don't look like what I've been through. But you best believe there was a purpose for that shacky experience. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because I'm still receiving instruction and correction. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I'm still being perfected unto the image of God, until Christ be formed in you. What about you? Amen. Today is our last prayer day before Christmas. We will be at the altar prayer today at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Praying. Because guess what? I'm still getting reports, people in ER, ICU, glory be to God, fires, devastation. It's a whole lot of stuff going on, beloved. It didn't stop because December 25th is upon us. People are still going through. There's always a reason to pray. Always a reason to pray. So we will be there, and this is the last altar before Christmas. Amen, because we will not be there on Friday, and we will not be there on Saturday. Amen. Glory be to God. But Lord's willing, we'll be back here again tomorrow morning. Amen. Same time, same place, same station, in Jesus' name. We also invite you to meet us 5 o'clock in the morning on social media. That's on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, just about any channel you go to, you'll find us. 5 o'clock in the morning at the morning altar. Amen, as we begin our day in prayer. All right, that's it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You'll be receiving your invitations today, beloved. Amen. I'll be sending that to y'all, already know. Amen. But it just gives you all the details that you need to know for our holiday celebration. Amen. You'll be receiving that today. Amen. And we are definitely looking forward, amen, to that. And to God be praise, and to God be glory, and to God be honor. Father God, Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you for the word of God. We say thank you for your revelation. Father God, forgive us for cursing the shack instead of praising you in the shack. Forgive us, Father God, for looking for people to get us out of the shack instead of looking for you in the shack. Oh, Father God, forgive us, Father, forgetting that there's a purpose for the shack. Oh, Father God, you are very intentional. And everything that you allow is for a reason. Forgive us when we have come short of your glory. Forgive us when we've messed up. Forgive us, Father. And thank you for giving us another chance. Another chance. Thank you. Father God, bless the prayer warriors as they come today to serve at the altar. Bless these women, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Anoint them to pray in the Holy Ghost. Father God, bless their faithfulness in your kingdom. Grant their heart's desire and protect them from evil and danger seen and danger unseen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we say thank you and we bless you. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow, accidents, incidents, and calamities, premature death, mechanical malfunctions, fires, gas explosions, home invasions, any type of bad news, carjackings, any type of bad news, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our lives and our families. And we say, not so. And no weapon formed against us will prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned. Amen, amen, and amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. This is Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. My pleasure to serve on today. Thank you for your time. Amen. Glory be to God. And Lord's willing, we'll pick up here tomorrow. Lord's willing, what to do when your star leads you to a shack. Amen. God bless you. Amen.